Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I'm joined by Ashton Wells, County Coordinator, as we talk about the events at the Marion County Fair.
And Ashton, I appreciate you taking time out. The fair is here. It's they're ready to start, and there is a lot of things for people to do. I'm new to the area, so this is my first Marion County Fair. So really, there's just a lot of great things to do.
Yeah, so we have a lot of great things to offer for pretty much anyone, whether it's attending a livestock show, walking through our Dyer Hudson to look at all the projects that our kids have done, things like cooking, photography, home improvement projects. So I would definitely encourage you to stop in the Dyer Hudson building and just walk through and look at all the kids' hard work. We also offer some other entertainment just for anybody to come out. There is a Bingley building schedule where there's a ton of great events. Also, this Sunday, we've got two fun events. We have Little Hands on the Farm, which is open to any kiddo, but targeted more towards our young kiddos to kind of learn about the farm. You can shear a sheep, you can pick eggs, you'll sell your vegetables, and there's stations that they can go through just to give them a little bit of what farm life might be like.
And then also with that too, right after that is the Barnyard Olympics, and that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, so then we have the Barnyard Olympics that'll be in the Horse Arena Sunday night. That'll start at 5 o'clock, and they do things like a pie eating contest, a hay bale throwing, just basically different challenges. There's tug of war, so it can be team based or individual. So if there's just certain ones that you want to come and try out, you can come do that. And that sign up will be outside under the grandstand all day Sunday. So you can sign up for that and there's no cost.
Well, and then you mentioned the Bingley building. Just kind of talk about some of the things that are going on in that building.
Yeah, so some really fun ones is actually this Friday. There's a grilled cheese challenge. Super excited about that one. Basically, they have to create the best grilled cheese, but there are different kinds of breads, different kinds of cheeses, so you really get to experiment and see what works together. Some other things we've got a poultry skillathon that's happening Saturday afternoon. That is open to anyone as well. Even if you don't know a lot about poultry, that's okay. It's a great chance to learn about poultry and just have fun. That is a team event, so you can kind of pull your friends together and join that. Another fun one, Sunday's a very busy day at our fair. There's the baby contest, which is always fun to come and see all the amazing babies. Then on Monday, there's things like fair feud and a trivia challenge. Another really fun one is Tuesday. It is called a blender bike challenge. So this is a bike that you pedal and it will actually power your blender to make a smoothie. So it's a really unique experience, and that's also a challenge where you can mix different things together to see what kind of smoothie you can come up with.
Well, that definitely sounds interesting. So a lot of fun activities, a lot of competitions, but also kind of what we've mentioned too, there's a lot of things going on that are educational as well, so mm-hmm. people can actually learn a lot of things at the fair as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and then, so it's jammed pack again. I appreciate you taking time out, because like I said, I'm new, first year for this, so I'm excited to go around and see everything, and definitely thank you very much.
Thanks to Ashton Wells for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.